International condemnation of deadly attack on school in Gaza. South Sudan warring parties readying for another round of talks. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The White House is condemning Wednesday's shelling of another United Nations-run school in Gaza that killed at least 15 and wounded more than 100. The White House did not blame anyone for Wednesday's shelling, but UN officials say Israel is responsible. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called it outrageous. Israel says it was responding to mortar fire from near the school. It's consistently condemned Hamas for using civilians, including infants, as human shields by launching attacks from civilian areas. Israeli shells also killed 16 at a Gaza market. International observers in eastern Ukraine have turned back from the crash site of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 after pro-Russian separatists once again prevented them from entering the area. The observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe returned to their base in the city of Donetsk. Safety concerns are keeping international investigators away. A spokesman for Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, Andriy Lysenko, says rebels have placed landmines in the area around the crash site. Families of the victims of the crash, which killed 298 people 2 weeks ago, are anxious for investigators to reach the scene. Russia is lashing out at new U.S. and European Union economic sanctions imposed to protest Moscow's intervention in Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Ministry calls the restrictions targeting the Russian energy, defense, technology, and finance sectors destructive and short-sighted. The new sanctions are the strongest against Russia since the Cold War. They are aimed at further weakening a Russian economy already sliding toward recession. The European Union said it is also targeting 8 individuals with sanctions, including 3 men and identified as close associates of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Islamist groups in Libya have seized the headquarters of the Libyan Special Forces in the eastern city of Benghazi. An Islamist and jihadist alliance called the Benghazi Revolutionary Shura Council announced the capture of the main military base. Ansar al-Sharia, which Washington's listed as a terrorist organization, is part of the fighting alliance. It posted pictures on its Facebook page of dozens of weapons it claims it seized during the assault. Liberia says it'll provide police escorts for healthcare workers after some were attacked while treating or burying victims of the growing Ebola outbreak. The measure was one of several new steps announced by the Liberian government Wednesday as West African countries scrambled to contain the epidemic that spread to 4 countries and killed almost 700 people. There is no vaccine or cure for Ebola, which is characterized by fever, vomiting, diarrhea, body aches, and unstoppable bleeding from areas such as the ears, nose, and eyes. New peace talks between South Sudan's warring parties have been delayed by at least a day as both sides prepare for another round of negotiations. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
South Sudan government spokesman Michael Makwe Lueth says negotiators just back to work after the Eid holiday break needed more time to prepare for the talks. But he says they do expect to have a team ready in the coming days. The negotiations were initially due to resume last month, but were delayed because of opposition demands that civil society and diaspora groups be allowed to take part as stakeholders. Lueth says the government has no issue with those demands.
For us as a government, we don't care as to who participates and who does what. What we want is peace.
Two spokesmen for the opposition also confirmed the talks had been delayed at the government's request, but that their side is ready to resume negotiations when called. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Guinean President Alpha Conde declared a week of mourning after a stampede at a rap concert left at least 30 people dead. The incident occurred late Tuesday on a beach in Conakry, where thousands of people had gathered for the concert to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. U.S. military officials say the body of a stowaway found in the wheel well of an Air Force cargo plane in Germany following a mission to Africa tested negative for disease. The stowaway was a black male, possibly of African origin. The plane had been on a routine mission in Africa with stops in Senegal, Mali, Chad, Tunisia, and a naval air station in Sicily. The cause of death and the stowaway's identity have not been determined. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.